Welcome back to NewsRamp Technology for Tuesday evening, March 17th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go. Stunning AI security report. Healthcare experiencing a 90% AI agent security failure rate. In a groundbreaking AI security report, healthcare is facing a staggering 90% failure rate in AI agent security. The Gravity State of AI Agent Security 2026 report, based on a survey of 900 executives and technical practitioners, reveals that 88% of organizations have experienced AI agent security incidents in the last year. In healthcare, this figure rises to 92.7%, with 1.5 million AI agents operating without monitoring or security controls, posing a significant risk of unauthorized actions at high speeds.
Defense news breaks. Safe Pro Group Inc. completes participation in U.S. Army TC2.0 autonomous breach event at Fort Hood, Texas. The company's AI tools, including the SpotD platform and Node system, were utilized to identify threats and support mission planning. This successful deployment has led to expanded pipeline opportunities and new capability requests from Army personnel.
Investor news breaks. YY Group Holding Limited launches robotics pilot program in Las Vegas. YY Group Holding announced the launch of a robotics pilot program in Las Vegas, Nevada, to test hospitality and security robots in collaboration with a local robotics company over a one-year period. The program aims to assess improvements in efficiency and service delivery, potentially expanding deployments across hospitality and commercial properties if successful.
Safe Pro Group, Inc. completes delivery of AI edge processing system to the U.S. government and announces a drone inspection contract with a multinational telecommunications firm. Safe Pro Group, Inc. completes delivery of AI edge processing system to the U.S. government, showcasing rapid contract execution. Additionally, the company's subsidiary, Airborne Response, LLC, secures a drone inspection contract with a multinational telecommunications firm.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.